You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Scott Morrison is facing fresh criticism amid a string of internal rows within the Liberal Party. Following Liberal Senator Concetta Fierravanti-Wells' condemnation of the Prime Minister, Liberal MP Catherine Cusack has also voiced her concerns, this time around Mr Morrison's handling of flood relief efforts. Her main criticism of the Prime Minister revolves around the decision to delay the expansion of additional payments to flood-affected areas of Tweed, Byron and Ballina in New South Wales. She says Mr Morrison's handling of the flood response and failure to deliver a promised package to the Liberal Party's New South Wales division demoralises her as a Liberal.
The New South Wales government relies on federal funding for joint funded flood relief packages, and the federal government just not engaging and processing that to the point where the Premier yesterday has announced that New South Wales will go it alone in funding a package that Scott Morrison promised with a handshake he'd cut through the red tape and he'd make sure everything that was needed was done, and he's just not delivering on that.
Ms Cusack says she now endorses Ms Fierravanti-Wells' allegation that Scott Morrison is a bully.
But Connie has been a factional warrior for many years in the party, and so I don't necessarily agree with everything she's done in politics, but I would endorse her assessment of Scott Morrison.
She said the initial decision around funding had resulted in a National Party seat being offered funding, but a Labor seat where she lived was excluded from extra funds. Mr Morrison denies the allegations as simply untrue and backed his handling of the flood response.
Well, it's just simply untrue because the $7,000 or thereabouts which households have been receiving in additional disaster payments extend across all the seven LGAs, including the one she lives in. And I said at the time that we listed those first three LGAs first because they were the most obvious ones, and that was the advice of our agencies. And then I said we'd be assessing further, which we did, and we extended it to the other four.
But Ms Cusack says a change of approach now won't undo the wrong he's done to her community, and she won't be voting for him in the federal election. Liberal MP Jane Hume came to the defence of Mr Morrison's character and says the Liberal Party is responsible for strong economic growth.
I have never seen a Prime Minister of the country attacked for the sake of his character, because there is no basis to attack him on the basis of policy. No. The economy is doing exceptionally well after an amazingly difficult couple of years. We now have unemployment at 4% and heading down towards something with a 3 in front of it. We have growth that's the envy of the developed world. And yet, because there is nothing to attack this Prime Minister about on the basis of policy, they attack his character.
The heat has been on the Liberal Party in the crucial last weeks before the federal election. The Prime Minister has had a legal win with the New South Wales Court of Appeal rejecting a challenge to the validity of Liberal candidates for the election. But the noise around that case, tied with other racism allegations, and now more attacks, are detracting from Mr Morrison's campaign message. The election must be held on or before the 21st of May. Tom Kennedy, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.